Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Imagine going to the doctor's office and a simple administration of a microbe could detect whether you had a life-threatening disease in its earliest stages.
This is using bacteria as biological sensors. For years, they've been used to detect pollution in our rivers, lakes, pools, and in drinking water.
Now they can be used to diagnose medical conditions such as tumors in our colons. In a new study, scientists have modified the gut bacterium E. coli to be a living sensor for diseases as diverse as diabetes and liver cancer.
For example, in one application, E. coli were designed to leave the gut of a mouse, travel to its liver, and find tumor cells. Once in the liver, the E. coli attached to the tumor cells. That triggers it to secrete proteins called enzymes that make their way into the urine.
The presence of this enzyme is then detected in the urine when it reacts with a chemical that produces a distinct color reaction. In the experiment, tumor cells were detected in the mouse within 24 hours of deploying the bacterial sensor.
This is especially valuable since liver cancer is usually not detected until it's advanced and spread. Already, we have a modified E. coli that reliably diagnoses diabetes by detecting sugar in the urine. It produces a vibrant fluorescent red color, making the test easy and sensitive.
So far, the experiments have not extended to human trials. We don't know whether allowing bacteria to travel to other organs is risky, so a lot more work is necessary.
This approach is called a platform technology, since its applications can be many, varied, and quite promising.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.